Today, a book came out a few years ago, which became very popular, called The Secret. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and I encourage everyone to read it. It's a great book. In The Secret, that book described something called the Law of Attraction. And it really is the first book to popularize on a mass scale the concept of the Law of Attraction. And it became hot for a while, and it's already beginning to fade away for a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is the millions and millions and millions of copies of The Secret that were sold, and then all the other Law of Attraction type books that have been written and sold. It's estimated that somewhere around 50 million books teaching or exposing the Law of Attraction have been sold in just the last few years. But why has it already dramatically begun to fade away? Why has there been so much negative publicity about the Law of Attraction being a complete scam? Here's why. Because when people read the book The Secret, or any of the similar books teaching the Law of Attraction, people would start applying the Law of Attraction technique in their life. And some people would see some results. But the vast majority, it's been estimated 95%, saw no results. Thus, they said it was a scam. This happened to Napoleon Hill back in the 20s and 30s with his book Law of Success in 16 Lessons and Think and Grow Rich. Because the original versions were pulled and the key elements stripped away, the majority of people read watered-down versions with key ingredients missing. Thus, when they applied it, some people saw some results, but the vast majority, 95% of those who read Napoleon Hill's works, saw no results. Thus, the techniques must be a scam. If you got a recipe that said, this is how to make delicious chocolate cake, and the original recipe actually delivered the end result of delicious chocolate cake when you followed the recipe exactly, but because the person whose recipe it was didn't want other people to make the same delicious chocolate cake he made, he then took out some key ingredients of that recipe and maybe even changed some of the others, you then got a different recipe. And when you followed that new recipe exactly, which omitted some key ingredients, and maybe changed the recipe a little bit, like baking time or temperature or the amount of milk or the amount of flour, you then did not get delicious chocolate cake. You got something else. But maybe you did get delicious chocolate cake because you were a buffoon and actually didn't follow the recipe exactly. So you got the screwed up recipe, but you screwed up the screwed up recipe, and by accident you actually made a good recipe and you got delicious chocolate cake. Does this make sense? So this is what happened over the years with the Law of Attraction and Napoleon Hill's works. Well, I'm here to tell you, and my colleagues are as well, again, the evidence is right before your eyes, that the Law of Attraction does work. And we're here to tell you that it's categorically true. Whatever the mind of man, which means you, whatever you can conceive in your own mind, whatever you wish for, whatever you want to be, do, or have, as long as you believe it, it will happen. In the words of Earl Nightingale, whatever you think about, whatever you want that you think about, whatever you think about, most of the time, that's what you get. Is it that easy? No, quite frankly, because there are a lot of little key elements here. When you look at all the key elements, it becomes incredibly easy. So here's how it works. I'm going to give you the thumbnail sketch. Then we'll take a break, and then we'll actually put this into action. And your genie, in the next couple hours, is going to be given commands from you. And some of you, tonight, before you go to bed, will start seeing physical manifestations of what you want actually happen. And it will blow your mind. Because you're about to learn the real recipe. Without the missing ingredients, without the changes, you're about to get the real secret recipe that's never been released before. So here's how it works. Here's the overview first. You have a brain. It's in your skull. Outside of your skull is what you have is called the mind. In every continent, there are different words for the mind. It doesn't matter. The point is, we all know and can concur and agree that we have a brain in our skull. Whether you believe or disbelieve that there's some type of energetic field outside your body that surrounds your body is irrelevant. And the reason why I say that is because what I'm going to tell you is a physiological, not a mystical, not a spiritual, but a physiological, scientifically proven, just like you have blood in your veins, that's proven, just like you have a brain in your skull, that's proven, just like you have a heart in your chest that pumps blood, that's proven, just like you have hormones in your body, that's proven. What I'm going to share with you is physiologically, scientifically proven, quantifiable, measurable. Whether you believe it or not, it's irrelevant. Remember, I was chatting with a guy one time, and I said, well, don't you have to believe this to make it work? He said, no. He said, because some things don't require belief. I said, what do you mean? He goes, like the law of gravity. He said, whether you believe in the law of gravity or not, it is always a constant, because it's a law of gravity, not a belief of gravity. He said, if you walk to the top of a roof